Book for Luggage Stolper presents Leadership in Statecraft, Studies in Power, edited by Kurt Almqvist, Alistair Benn, and Matthias Hesserus, read by me, Helen Lloyd. The Transatlantic Alliance in an Era of Strategic Competition, by Benedetta Berti. For almost 75 years, NATO has played an indispensable role in ensuring the freedom and security of its members, while contributing to uphold the rules-based international order. The alliance's success remains grounded in its military strength, political unity, and ability to evolve. Today, NATO is undergoing a profound strategic, military, and political adaptation to ensure it remains effective in a world of growing strategic competition, persistent fragility, and recurrent shocks. As part of this process, the alliance is significantly strengthening its deterrence and defence posture. It is also stepping up support for allies facing non-military challenges, such as economic coercion, energy manipulation, and other hybrid tactics. While refocusing on the collective defence of allies, NATO continues to invest in deepening cooperation with partner countries far and near. Maintaining this global approach remains essential, given the interconnected nature of many of the threats and challenges. Visionary Leadership and Pragmatic Statecraft, The Making of NATO. The establishment of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization is a prime example of visionary leadership combined with pragmatic statecraft. Back in 1949, the notion of establishing a defensive alliance that would bind together European and North American countries in an enduring way was nothing short of revolutionary. Building on the ashes of two devastating world wars, its founders wanted to bring together former adversaries and enable them to preserve their freedom and security through a collective defence commitment, Article 5 of the treaty. They also sought to establish and foster a community based on shared values, individual liberty, human rights, democracy, and the rule of law, to promote stability and well-being in the North Atlantic area. That strategic vision was accompanied by a strong dose of pragmatism and the understanding that the alliance would require an institutional framework to organise and enable the collective defence of allies by military and non-military means. NATO provided that framework for cooperation. It offered a permanent forum for allies to come together on a daily basis to consult and coordinate, and in so doing, increasingly deepen and cement the transatlantic bond. NATO's function was simultaneously strategic, military, and political. Its very existence sent a clear deterrence signal to potential adversaries, namely the Soviet Union. NATO's military structures enabled defence cooperation between allied countries, fostering not only military interoperability, but also, just as importantly, strategic convergence. At the same time, NATO's political and administrative headquarters facilitated regular political consultations, helping to further build and solidify transatlantic relations. The assumption about the critical value of transatlantic cooperation still holds true today. The bond remains central to ensuring the security of all NATO allies and to contributing to peace and stability in the Euro-Atlantic area. What is more, in a context of growing strategic competition, where assertive authoritarian actors are increasingly putting pressure on the rules-based international order and challenging the security of allies, the need for Europe and North America to cooperate closely is stronger than ever. NATO in practice, 7 decades of adaptation. Building on this sound strategic vision and clarity of purpose, NATO has been able to evolve over the past 7 decades to respond to changes in the broader strategic landscape. Indeed, while the alliance's purpose has endured, its tasks and priorities have adapted significantly over time. During the Cold War, NATO's core focus was ensuring the credible deterrence and defence of Western Europe in order to prevent a conflict with the Soviet Union. It was essentially a one-adversary, one-theatre-focused defence alliance. Its activities were centred on protecting and defending the territory and population of allied countries against potential attack, in other words, Article 5 contingencies. In the period following the fall of the Soviet Union and the end of the Cold War, NATO embarked on a deep transformation. It began undertaking crisis management and response operations outside the territory of its member states, driven by the understanding that serious non-Article 5 crises and conflicts in the alliance's broader geographic scope could bring insecurity and instability to members, and that NATO could be a useful mechanism for upholding international peace and security. NATO's focus on responding to threats and challenges deepened after the 9/11 terrorist attacks against the United States, which led to the only invocation of Article 5 in NATO's history. Throughout the 2000s, NATO developed tools to support its members and the broader international community in fighting terrorism, including its deployment in Afghanistan. Beyond crisis management, the 1990s also brought significant change for NATO. A focus on building dialogue and cooperation with non-member countries in its broader vicinity, particularly former Warsaw Pact adversaries in the aftermath of the Cold War, was key. In addition to this reaching out and building bridges, partnerships with countries who wished to become members of the alliance were formed. This process of enlargement not only strengthened the alliance, but also served a key political role, supporting the country's integration, and in many cases contributing to their future accession into the European Union. Throughout the 1990s and 2000s, NATO continued to deepen its work with non-member countries, progressively developing partnerships across the broader Euro-Atlantic area, the Middle East and North Africa, and further across the globe, including in the Indo-Pacific. NATO's adaptation in the post-Cold War era and its rationale are articulated clearly in the 2010 NATO strategic concept. This explains how the alliance reoriented itself to operate in a security environment where the Euro-Atlantic area was essentially seen as a region of relative peace and stability, and where the possibility of conventional threats against member countries was perceived as relatively low. It emphasizes the importance of being able to counter asymmetric, unconventional threats and challenges, such as terrorism, including deployment at strategic distance, as in the case of Afghanistan. To ensure allied security in a world of diffuse threats, the strategic concept also stresses the importance of cooperating with partners in the Euro-Atlantic area and beyond. This shift in priorities served the alliance well in the post-Cold War decades, but has required a significant adjustment in recent years, in line with the progressive deterioration of the broader Euro-Atlantic and global security environment. Back to the future, preparing for a more contested world. Over the past 10 years, NATO has evolved to meet the needs of a significantly more complex and contested security environment. Put simply, many of the overarching assumptions that drove the 2010 strategic concept no longer hold true, and NATO has had to adapt. These changes are clearly explained in the 2022 strategic concept. First, the concept states NATO has to operate in an environment where the Euro-Atlantic area is no longer at peace and where the alliance cannot discount the possibility of an attack against allies' sovereignty and territorial integrity. In the concept, NATO defined the Russian Federation as the most significant and direct threat to allies' security, peace and stability in the Euro-Atlantic area, Practically, this means that for the first time since the end of the Cold War, NATO has had to refocus on strengthening its deterrence and defence posture and rebuilding its ability to ensure the credible protection of Allied territories and populations against potential Article 5 contingencies. This process of resetting began in 2014 in the aftermath of Russia's illegal annexation of Crimea and was significantly accelerated after Russia's invasion of Ukraine brought full-scale war back to Europe and further undermined the stability and predictability of the post-Cold War European security order. In the same vein, the alliance has been reiterating the importance of supporting Ukraine as it exercises its right to self-defence against Russian aggression, recognising that a strong, free and independent Ukraine is essential for stability and peace in Europe. Practically, since 2014, the alliance has implemented the largest reinforcement of its collective defence in a generation, including investing in 8 multinational battle groups now deployed across NATO's eastern flank, backed by pre-positioned equipment and capabilities. The alliance's ability to credibly deter and defend has also been boosted by upgraded NATO defence plans, strengthening command and control structures, and ensuring the alliance has a larger pool of forces across land, air, sea, and cyber domains, able to respond swiftly to any threats. To implement this historic reset, NATO allies, and especially those in Europe and Canada, have had to invest more in defence. Since 2014, these countries have added an estimated $450 billion to their defence budgets, in line with the pledge made in 2014 to make progress towards meeting the benchmark of spending 2% of GDP on defence by 2024. At the 2023 NATO summit, NATO countries reiterated this commitment and stressed the importance of spending a minimum of 2% on defence, recognising that in some cases, more resources are needed to deliver forces and capabilities required to fully execute agreed plans. Secondly, the concept stresses that the alliance's security environment is extremely complex and contested, and that in this context, NATO has to be able to deal with potential simultaneous threats and challenges, both military and non-military. Specifically, the concept stresses how rising strategic competition, pervasive instability, and recurrent shocks all define NATO's tactical landscape, requiring the alliance to maintain a broad and global approach to security. Rising strategic competition is a key feature of the alliance's operating environment, playing out across the ideological, political, technological, and military dimension. Assertive, authoritarian actors, led by Russia and China, are putting constant pressure on the rules-based international order. The concept recognises that China's stated ambitions and coercive policies challenge our interests, security and values. In this sense, the 2022 assessment underlines the importance of building transatlantic convergence to address systemic challenges, while emphasising the importance of building resilience and protection against coercion. More broadly, NATO recognises that in a context where strategic competitors and adversaries increasingly use both military and non-military tools, it is essential to enhance both national and collective resilience. This is why the 2022 strategic concept defines resilience as a key enabler of collective defence and security. It also stresses the importance of investing in resilient physical and digital infrastructure, as well as societies. In the same vein, the strategy recognises the need to work together as a transatlantic community and with like-minded partners to identify and mitigate strategic vulnerabilities and dependencies. In addition, NATO has to remain able to tackle enduring asymmetric threats to Allied security, such as terrorism. More broadly, the alliance's neighbourhood remains characterised by pervasive fragility and conflict, which continue to fuel terrorism, violent extremism, and transnational crime. In turn, these dynamics have the potential to directly undermine the security of the alliance, making clear the importance of working with partner countries to contribute to security and stability beyond the alliance's borders. Finally, NATO needs to be able to absorb, operate effectively, and respond to systemic shocks, whether global pandemics or the direct and indirect impact of climate change on security. Dealing with these global challenges also calls for strengthening cooperation with other partner countries and organisations. In sum, over the last decade, NATO has embarked on a significant process of military and political adaptation to ensure it can effectively enable the collective defence of allies in a competitive, contested, and unpredictable world.